The 4th Annual Philadelphia Podcast Festival is happening this year on August 19th through 28th. More than 30 of Philly's premier podcasts will record free live shows at Tattooed Mom, Amalgam Comics and Coffee House, and other venues across the city. Check out the full schedule and learn about our sponsors and partners at phillypodfest.com and on Facebook and Twitter. See you at the festival!
Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com.
Hey y'all. Feminist Apparel is an independent feminist clothing company based right here in Philadelphia. You can shop their amazing collection of sex-positive, consent-promoting, and just overall badass t-shirts, sweatshirts, baby onesies, and even more over at feministapparel.com. That's feminist, F-E-M-I-N-I-S-T, apparel, A-P-P-A-R-E-L.com. And since you know me, you can use the promo code SWT, like Sex with Timmery, at checkout and then save 15% off your order. So go check them out. They support us, so you should support them. Welcome to Sex with Timmery. This is Dr. Timmery. I am very excited for today's guest. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of interesting stuff. Our guest today is something of, she's reticent to call herself this necessarily, but she's an Instagram personality. Very excited to talk today to Megan Kaiser. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So let's just first talk about the fact that your major conduit to talk to the world is this media form that is this pictures and just like a little bit of text. So what do you like to use Instagram for? What do you want to talk about? What is your deal?
I really like using Instagram as kind of a way to just, well, it started out as a way to express myself. I have two kids, so, you know, of course I like showing them off, but I started posting pictures and getting, you know, some positive feedback, and it actually, it led into, like a modeling on the side, aside from what I do every day as my job. And, I liked, you know, putting that part of me out there as well. And, just kind of giving an overall view of my life was just kind of fun to share, and it kind of turned into something bigger, you know, as I gained followers and it, you know, the modeling took off a little bit more, and it just became a way of me showing all aspects of my life.
So one of the things that I have gathered about your work is that you are out there combating slut shaming. What is that?
Oh my God.
Yeah. What does that mean for you? Why is that important? What do you want to counteract in the world?
The slut shaming. You know, I've always been, a pretty big feminist. I, you know, beginning in college and taking women's studies classes and, you know, kind of having my eyes open to some of those things in the world. But, when I started posting on Instagram and, you know, I would get a lot of positive feedback, and, you know, some of the modeling things and just things that I really liked. And I'm a much more secure person than I used to be. Like, I'm okay with the way I look. I've had two kids, but I'm happy and putting that out there and getting a lot of the comments back that I'm a slut and I shouldn't say a lot. It's the minority for sure. But I'm getting some of the comments. What do my kids think? How could I put that out there? How could my fiance let me put that out there? And if he ever reposts pictures, you know, how could he put those kind of pictures out there on the internet? And I mean, there is no nudity. There's some implied. I've never posted, you know, topless or, you know, showing actual body parts. But just some of the strong comments back really kind of took me by surprise. That's why I like Instagram, to kind of show all the different aspects, like with my kids and in my home life and everything like that. And people still really hold on to, you know, bikini pictures or, you know, the implied nude, things like that.
So there's two really big reactions that I'm having to this. And one of them is that you've prefaced this with, it's not even full nudity. It's like implied nudity. It's like bikinis, etc. And I find it absurd because it could be, you could be completely naked, fully on display, and they still have no reason to be like up in your business, like telling you how to be and calling you any names, because that's just like what bodies look like, and everybody's got one and they need to chill the fuck out. The other thing I want to like immediately react to there is just this, like, this idea that, like, how are they finding you and why do they care? And, like, what is their problem? Like, how is that how you're spending your day? Like, and how sad are you that that is like, oh, this is a good use of my time.
Yeah, no, it's the latest one was a guy that had commented on a couple different ones. Like, he went out of his way to make a couple different comments about my kids and things like that. And you know, I am a very comfortable person. I always call myself a naked person. My mom, I saw my mom naked all the time growing up, and it was very normal to be comfortable with your body. But I do find myself you know, justifying a lot of things I do, or I really watch some of the content I put out there. I'm a very sexual person, but I hold a lot of that back because I don't want people thinking I'm asking for it. I've had people say that to me as well. So I do find myself censoring a lot of what I say, but sometimes when I get the instant messages or the direct messages from some of the guys, and they get out of line, they will message me and the first thing they say is, "Hey baby," or "What's up gorgeous?" "How are you, sweetie?" Some of these things that I find kind of condescending. And I some of them I'll ask, like, "Why do you think it's okay to talk to me that way?" And, they'll say, you know, "Well, you kind of put yourself out there," but I mean, I haven't. And it kind of bothers me that I feel sometimes if I were heavier set or, you know, didn't show cleavage or something like that, that it would be seen more as a body positive image rather than a sexual one, because, you know, like you said, I should be free to post whatever I want, but they aren't. I mean, they really are, you know, bikini pictures and things like that. And the way they're sexualized is always so fascinating to me, because I don't know. I don't really put that out there, but that's definitely what people pick up.
So, what inspired all of this? Like, you just like living your life and posting stuff, and then people started reacting, or what is the order of operations?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a long time ago, but in my like late teens, early 20s, I was actually, I was anorexic, and I was very sick, and the only way I really got over it was becoming a raging alcoholic. And it was just this, you know, decade of really hating myself, hating the way I looked, not being comfortable in my own skin. And I got married and I had kids, and it was actually my marriage kind of falling apart when I started to kind of find myself again and getting in the MFT program and you know, feeling confident and feeling good about myself. And I just started posting these pictures, you know, to very few followers. And it kind of grew. There's a lot of pages that will repost pictures and things like that. And it just kind of spiraled into modeling and those sort of things.
I want to talk a little bit more about like the body image things and the issues around eating disorders. So, what does it mean for you to post pictures now? And I mean, you have several issues through which you're battling adversity and you're in recovery. And, as someone who also has had, experiences with a lot of the stuff that you're talking about, like, it can be really empowering, but it also can be really triggering too. So I'm curious about how that goes for you.
Yeah, you know what? It there are times I take a picture and I think, oh, I look huge, or you know, this and that. But there's a couple of things. I have a really supportive fiance, and I have, you know, two kids that don't have time for me to deal with those issues. And in the, at the end of the day, I'm just really happy. And, you know, this is the body I have, as a result of two kids and trying to, I've been trying to jog, you know, kind of get some of these coping skills. And this is at the end of the day, this is me, and I'm okay with that. Sometimes I do struggle, you know, if there's ever negative comments, things like that, it does make me look at myself a little harsher, but at the same time, not really. It's actually been really great for me to build boundaries. I've taken a lot from people, and I think women in general take a lot from people. We take compliments, but we also take criticism and, you know, really take it to heart and allow that and allow some of the condescending language with the pet names and you know, apologize for things. I found myself apologizing a lot of times when people would ask through direct messages for like nude pictures. I would say, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't do that. When really, I have nothing to apologize
nope.
for. So the more it's happened, the stronger I've gotten. And I won't be rude, but I'll just tell people how it is. You know, like I put these images out there for me. I'm glad if you enjoy them, but it doesn't invite you to talk to me like that. And, you know, I encourage people, I don't know how much they listen, but I do encourage them to, you know, think about, would you talk to other people this way?
And this is really interesting for me personally. Like I know that for a lot of women just existing on the internet, they get this experience. Unsolicited dick pics. They're getting just like rando strangers in the hay and just like wherever it goes from there. And if you don't like just drop to your knees with like gratitude for their affection, like they can turn really mean really quickly. And this is like a whole thing. I have also been dealing with, so I have a sex education website. Like that's what I do. And I get a bunch of like half-wits who like either don't care or haven't bothered to read or illiterate or something. Who think that I'm like here for sexy chat and like I'm trying to solicit that. And that is a perfectly valid thing for someone to be doing, to be wanting to make money that way. I'm not. And I want that attention to go to those people because that's where I belong. But it's like they show up, you know, in a nail salon and like ask to get jerked off because like they're too stupid to read the sign. And that's like, that is the internet in a microcosm. It's like, there's this like this handful of stupid idiots who are just like, fuck it, whatever, I'll try it. And if she doesn't like it, I'll be mean. Because there's no consequence. Exactly. There's no consequence. I think we need to come up with like a solution, like a consequence, like what will happen. Like my personal thing. And someone sends me a dick pic, I'll be like, well, they clearly wanted attention. So I blur out the penis. I blur out the picture because I'm not trying to be invasive. And I just post a screen capture of it with like their name and stuff because they, you know, they clearly wanted attention. So that's how I personally deal with it.
Yeah, no, I've definitely gone that route before or posting some of the messages because it is funny how once I say no or once I say, yeah, I'm in a relationship or something like that, it turns into you're a slut. Or a lot of times my fiance will message them and just say, hey, you know, knock it off. Because I have complained to him before, you know, this person won't stop messaging me and I'm at work. I don't have a chance to really say anything. And he'll message them and it turns into an attack on my relationship or, you know, well, your girlfriend's the slut, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, these guys sound great.
Yeah, no, it always comes down to I'm a slut. We joke about it. I say, wait for it. Anytime now, I'll be a slut.
That's cute. what is going on in your academic life? I want to know a little bit more about what's happening there.
So when I was drinking, I dropped out and didn't finish my bachelor's. And then when I was pregnant with my daughter, I thought, you know, I don't want to work in administration forever. So I went back, I finished my degree in psychology, and I started case managing for mentally ill. It's SMI case management. It is seriously mentally ill folks. And I loved it, but I just felt stuck. So I decided to go back to grad school. So I do online because of my two kids, and I do the MFT program. So I'm about halfway, maybe even two thirds through that. And ultimately, I really want to, I wasn't sure where I was going to take it. And I talked to one of my professors the other day and told him, you know, I've always been interested in some of the forensic work. And he said, well, you can go work at, you know, a police station and work with the victims and interviewing that sort of thing. And that really interests me. So I think that that's kind of the direction I'm going right now.
So in an ideal world, do you combine these two things? Or do you keep them completely compartmentalized?
I keep them separate. Well, I mean, in my world, they're the same. The only thing is, I don't, you know, with patients and things like that, like I would never want a patient to follow me on Instagram. I would never want, we're not allowed to be friends with them, anything like that. Because of some of the mental illness issues and that sort of thing. So I really, you know, my coworkers know that I do the Instagram thing and I do the modeling, but I keep them separate in that perspective. And also because I have to have some sort of privacy in my life with Instagram. So I do keep them separate in that respect. But I wouldn't mind, you know, one day being like, you know, I'm a professional and a model. Well, I know, I guess in that respect, I do combine them, because one of the things that really bothered me is when I got full custody of my two kids, I was looking for a second job and I had mentioned it on Instagram and I got an influx of, would you ever be a stripper? And I said, well, no, I have a degree in psychology. Well, I'm, no, not really. Well, I also can't dance, but... you know, and not that strippers aren't intelligent people, but it was just like everything went that direction when I said I was looking for a second job, and people said, you know, I should get one of the private, what's it called? Snapchat accounts, that do nudes and things like that. Like that's the direction everybody went with it. So I do kind of like putting my education and my professional life out that way. Just to kind of, you know, paint a whole picture of who I am. I'm not just a pair of boobs. You know, I have all these other aspects to my life. So in Instagram world, I do combine it in that way.
I'm interested how you will, like, what specific steps you're going to do, like, because at some point, you know, those things will overlap. So for instance, like a few of the therapists that I personally know, you know, I have to use like a fake name on their social media, definitely make it private, that sort of stuff. Like what sort of plan do you have for that?
Yeah, I will probably make it private or switch my name or just stop doing, the modeling part of it. You know, it's been a couple of years now, and it's just kind of taken me by surprise the way it's kind of grown. And it's been great. I mean, it's been great to, you know, be able to gain strength and learn how to set boundaries and, you know, just feel pretty. I mean, who doesn't want to feel pretty? I just don't. I'm sure eventually I'll go more the professional route and let the modeling kind of go by the wayside. But I really like the outlet it's provided me to, you know, kind of push some of my other interests as well as the modeling. Like, you know, I'll post a modeling picture, but then I also like to post, you know, inspirational things and some things about mental illness and, you know, lowering the stigma on that. I mean, it has provided me an outlet to kind of get some of my other ideas out there, which has been great.
That's fantastic. I'm loving it. So if people want to find out more about you, they want to follow you, they want to see what else you're doing, where can we send them?
I'm on Instagram. It's under May. It's May Gunn, M-A-Y-G-U-N, Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, Instagram.
Cool. All right. So I want to thank you so much, Megan, for finding time to talk to us today. This has been really fun. I had a great time with this body positivity, slut shaming, ending realness.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a fantastic day. Hey, friends and family of Sex with Simmery. We are so grateful to have your listenership. We have the coolest fans in the world. It's pretty much the best. And we hope that the love is mutual. If you are interested in supporting the Sex with Simmery media, either the website, the podcast, head on over to patreon.com/sexwithsimmery and become a supporter. For as little as $1 a month, you can be a regular supporter and continue to bring independent media that provides the kind of information that you want to have out in the world. Over here at Sex with Simmery, we have been doing this stuff for years. As you've noticed, we've got over 200 episodes. The Sex with Simmery website has been up since 2008. We've been giving you the goods for absolutely no cost, and we will continue to do so as long as we can. So thank you so much for your listenership, and we do hope that you will check it out. Patreon.com/sexwithsimmery. Hey, y'all. Feminist Apparel is an independent feminist clothing company based right here in Philadelphia. You can shop their amazing collection of sex-positive, consent-promoting, and just overall badass t-shirts, sweatshirts, baby onesies, and even more over at feministapparel.com. That's feminist, F-E-M-I-N-I-S-T, apparel, A-P-P-A-R-E-L.com. And since you know me, you can use the promo code SWT, like Sex with Simmery, at checkout, and then save 15% off your order. So go check them out. They support us, so you should support them. Thank you for listening to Sex with Simmery. Sex with Simmery, the podcast, is produced by Nathan Karuna. Our opening music is by Charles Evans. Our closing music is by Hanya Lee. Be sure to check out sexwithsimmery.com, Sex with Simmery on Facebook, and tweet at me, Timmery_LEIGH. If you're a fan of the show, if you like it at all, a little bit maybe even, rate and review us on iTunes and tell your friends all about it. And thank you.
The 4th Annual Philadelphia Podcast Festival is happening this year on August 19th through 28th. More than 30 of Philly's premier podcasts will record free live shows at Tattooed Mom, Amalgam Comics and Coffee House, and other venues across the city. Check out the full schedule and learn about our sponsors and partners at phillypodfest.com and on Facebook and Twitter. See you at the festival!